0031.
Wow, we're setting a record in this country for tornadoes. Have you been close to one? 292 in April. The latest touchdown in East Texas, ripping apart 100 homes. Luckily, nobody killed this time around. In Arkansas, different story, as you know, a couple of days ago. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the name of this show. Mother Nature, I always say it, she is wicked, and what a bad girl she has been this last couple of months. It's been rough across this great country, especially when it comes to those twisters touching down in all kinds of places. You can't say any longer, well, I don't really live in a tornado alley, because tornadoes have been spotted in some very unlikely states and some of the outlying areas where normally a hurricane is the concern. There have been twisters. It's pretty rough in trying to deal with it, because there isn't a great predicting system. For you get warnings and watches, and people, if they're lucky, try to get out, or maybe they've got a storm cellar or a way to quickly spend those precious seconds finding a way to duck that twister. And in the case of the latest group of tornadoes, they were able to do that in Texas. A lot of people weren't quite as lucky in North Carolina, when you had over 22 people that were killed. And it is these weather patterns and just the right set of conditions that will often lead to the big, big funnel clouds. Besides dealing with tornado damage, we're dealing with damage of another sort when it comes to pulling up at the pump. And everybody's talking about it. If I could say the biggest thing irking America, it is what we're paying for gasoline. Because when you go in and you barely have any left, then you fill it up and it suddenly hits 40, 45, 50, 55, 60, 65. You can hardly believe it. And enough weeks in a row, as that continues to climb, you realize that your dollar is just not stretching. And the reason is because of the $4 that you're paying for a gallon of regular. So the president is doing what other presidents before him and other politicians have done. Let's get a handle on this. We don't want any gougers. We won't allow that to happen. We got to keep our eye on the gouging situation. And so I've got the Attorney General Eric Holder all over it. And we're going to check into collusion. I mean, this is going to be where we're going to target it. And in the meantime, it's the same old rhetoric that we've heard over and over and over again. It's not the solution. Saying that oil producers need to boost the output, threatening the Saudis and saying that they need to increase their oil supplies to stabilize prices. And if they don't do it, it's going to harm the global economy and take its toll on the people in the Middle East as well, meaning the Saudis. If they don't do it, it'll kill them in the end, because they're not going to get the money that they could get. And the president, in an interview with a Detroit TV station, here was his quote: "We're in a lot of conversations with the major oil producers like Saudi Arabia to let them know it's not going to be good for them if our economy is hobbled because of high oil prices. Why not clamp down on the speculators? That's the problem. It's the oil futures." They're never going to do that, though. Never. And this is the same thing that we have heard before. This is what we heard from Bush back in 2008. So this came on the heels of the Prez calling for Congress to repeal the oil industry tax breaks, which are at $4 billion, the subsidies. And the timing is critical here because the companies, the Exxons of the world, are going to talk about their profits here in the next week. And people are going to go into a rage as they're paying through the nose to get the gasoline they need to get to work, to get the check that they're stretching, living paycheck to paycheck. In a letter to Congress, Obama urged Congress to take the steps to repeal the oil industry tax breaks. Wow. And he wrote it a day after House Speaker John Boehner said he was willing to take a look, just take a look at repealing the multi-billion dollar tax subsidies, as I said, was at $4 billion that the major oil companies have. But I don't think so. I don't think he's advocating repealing the tax breaks. I cannot believe that. All right, let's give you the daily salute. I am very, very excited Friday, not because of the royal wedding and to go watch Kate Middleton marry Prince William. No, no, no. Because even though I am not at the launch, we will be able to see it. I can't wait to see the Endeavor take off and Mark Kelly for his final command of this Endeavor with his wife, Gabrielle Gifford, somewhere in the background, although she won't be visible to the TV cameras. Here's what Mark Kelly said about this shuttle launch on Friday.
I'm personally looking forward to my wife, Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords, getting here pretty soon.
And she is on site now, so that's great news. It's great news that she was able to recover enough, get the go-ahead by her doctors to be there for his launch. Pretty exciting stuff. And people who are NASA fans know this is a big deal because we've got one more launch after this, and that's it for the space shuttle. And it's on to ... as to some of the projects that NASA is going to undertake. But especially when we're talking about the deficit and the budgets, one area that gets slashed is the space budget, and there's some of the brightest engineers in the world are going to be looking for jobs elsewhere. So NASA's going to lose, I think, a lot of their brain power. Not all of it, but they're going to lose a bunch of it, unfortunately, because of this crazy, crazy deficit that we're trying to solve at $14 trillion and counting. An unbelievable number, isn't it? Unbelievable. Coming up this hour, apps and dog fighting. Do you think that encourages dog fighting? The good news is it looks like the app might be killed, pardon the pun, or redone as a result of so many people complaining. Ugh, a step-by-step application on how to have a dog fighting ring. Ooh, who came up with that brilliant idea?
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you Hindi and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
Tonight with me, Katie D, we were just talking about, or I was mentioning, this dog fighting app, because everybody's crazy about apps. I mean, who doesn't have the latest apps? So, think about the kids out there, especially the young boys. When I say young, they could be, you know, 10, 11, 12 even, and into the teenage years, who get this app called Dog Wars, and I already explained that it's a video game, and it's free. So, they're, you know, free, that says something to you. And it's on that smartphone market, on the Android deal. So I think, and I do think this because now I've seen this app, I think the game perpetuates cruelty against animals. And if anything, I mean, it takes you through the whole dog fighting thing. Talk about getting prepared for dog fights. You know, even the Los Angeles Police Department is upset by this. And they say they're just outraged by it, that it's repugnant, that it sends the wrong message to the kids, and that this shows them, is this something that they may emulate because it gives them the concept of the whole thing? I don't know. Is that ridiculous? Is it too far-fetched? Let's go to our pal Christy Howard. She is definitely an animal advocate. You know her from Three Dog. We talk about animals with Christy a lot on the show, at least every couple of months. Christy, when you heard about this app, what was your first reaction?
I didn't know if I wanted to wage war on somebody or start crying for the poor dogs that are going to be affected by this.
Yeah, I don't think it's that big of a leap because the app is a step-by-step deal of how you would arrange a dog fight, and it's, oh, it's so over the top. It is so violent. It's exactly what everybody railed on Michael Vick for and what he ended up going to jail for dog fighting. And these dog fighting rings are definitely prevalent in parts of the United States. They have not gone away despite the Vick thing. Don't you think?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. And, I mean, even Michael Vick's come out against this game, and which I think PR-wise, we would expect him to do that. But I think that the game itself is just, it's too close to reality. And like you said, it's a total how-to, step-by-step. And the makers of the game have little disregard for any common sense, I believe.
Yeah. How bad is the cruelty toward animals and to dogs? I mean, are we seeing an increase in that? I heard that there are more dogs being dumped off because of the economy still.
Oh, absolutely. They're still being dumped off. You still have puppy mills. There's a big puppy mill law that they're trying to pass right now. But I think more than anything is we're seeing, and I do a lot of animal rescue, but we're seeing a lot more animal cruelty cases come to light. And it seems like for every one that you uncover, there's probably two dozen more that are still out there in that same area or close to them. And this kind of thing just feeds off that.
And because I'm going to talk about puppy mills for a second. What's the best way to get these things shut down? I mean, just hearing about one, reporting it, if you know anything about it. I think those people are really slippery, though, Christy.
They're very slippery, and what's really sad is people that get caught, they get a slap on the wrist. It's kind of, you can't own a dog. Okay, well, who's following up with that? And they still own dogs. They're still right back in business. I just don't think that there's laws strong enough to convict these people and see it all the way through. I worked on a case out in Kaufman about a year and a half ago where we had almost 500 dogs. And I mean, I've watched dogs die and be born, and there was little disregard. And the woman stood in court and said how much she loved each and every one of them. And it was ridiculous. And she got probation. I mean, there's laws out there, and I don't think those are strong enough, but
I agree.
Puppy mills are a whole new thing, whole other thing.
Oh, I agree with you. Do you think that more, you know, you look at how many groups there are that are set up to help animals, the Humane Society, everybody always points to the Humane Society. And, you know, you'll be out, and I'm sure people listening to us in all over Texas and across America have been out shopping, and they've been to pet stores, and they see that there's availability of dogs, and they're trying to adopt them out, and cats and whatnot. But especially you see it with dogs. Do you think people are more compassionate or less compassionate to the plight of the dog now?
I think they're more compassionate, absolutely. And I mean, there's a brand new association or a group that's called Animal Rescue Corp, ARC, and Scott Hensley, who is he was the former HSUS, Humane Society of the United States director, is now heading up and president of this organization, and they're going out busting puppy mills, and they're doing a fabulous job with what they're doing. And, you know, there's so many different rescue organizations out there helping dogs, but I think that's a huge key is we've got to take care of the dogs out there that are homeless and that need people. And when you go to a pet store, you're just feeding those puppy mills. Even if they say, oh, we don't buy them from a puppy mill or any kind of backyard breeder, it's such a fine line that people, my dog's really cute. I just want one litter out of them. Well, what happens to the rest of the litter, you know, and their pups and their pups and their pups? Or, you know, next thing you know, you've got two dogs that have puppies and three dogs that you have puppy, and next thing you know, you're a puppy mill.
Yeah, no kidding. I agree with you. It is a slippery slope. I wanted to go back to the app again. It's when somebody, you know, you learn that when you're a kid. I said before you came on that what I think happens is feelings develop, and we're talking about humans and animals. And so if you grow up accepting dog fighting, or if you grow up with the violence and you see it, I think you get desensitized to it versus knowing that these are innocent creatures that, you know, you they're on their own, basically. They need our help, let's be honest, right? So do you think that starts at, you've seen this, because, you know, you have a bakery where people come in and out, all kinds of people, with rescue dogs, with dogs they've raised, etc. Do you find that it really starts at the young age of how they're going to treat animals?
Absolutely. I think it's a difference between a dog being a family member and an object. And just like, you know, these people that have the dog fighting rings, if you truly loved your dog, how could you let them go into a fighting ring knowing they might be killed? I mean, why would you put your child in that situation? Why would you put a dog in that situation? And I think that teaching children, I have a 10-year-old stepson, and we were talking about this game on the way to school today because, I mean, he knows what we do with rescue, and he sees the good, the bad, and I haven't sugarcoated what we do in rescue. And, I mean, he was mortified that there is an app out there for dogs. And one of the things he said was, what happens if kids don't know the difference? And, you know, we've had issues where downloaded apps that were not age appropriate, and we've taken the action to, you know, screen everything and make sure they can't download without our permission. But, you know, it says that it's for mature audience, but there's people out there that don't pay attention to their children and are teaching them these things. And the last thing we want is to think that this is an acceptable behavior in compassion.
Yeah, I agree with you. Well said, Christy. Always a pleasure to have you on the show. We appreciate you staying up and hanging with us here
Thank
on America
you.
Tonight.
Absolutely. And I just one final note. I have seen recently in the last couple of hours that they have pulled the game temporarily from the market.
Ah.
So they've had a lot of complaints, and we don't know if it's Google or the company that has pulled the app. But currently, right now, you are not able to download it. The word has come that they are modifying it to become more animal-friendly. So I have no idea what that means or how you can make dogfighting animal-friendly, but we will see what comes of this, but it just proves that if they do pull it, that everybody, you know, a strong voice does carry.
Yeah, no kidding. Christy Howard, thanks so much. Three Dog
Thank
Bakery,
you.
Appreciate it. And
Have
she's
a great
huge,
night.
You too, a huge advocate for dogs. And as she said there, that just happened. I just got word of that as well, that they have frozen the game for now and they're in a redo mode, which means, and she's right, it shows there's power in numbers, because so many people were outraged once the word got around. They've obviously decided to tweak the app, which is a good thing. It was a free app, like I said, so they had 80,000 downloads of the game that just came out last week. Bravo. Maybe they'll just pull it all together. All right, we're talking Hollywood stuff next here on America Tonight.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's UTOPIA Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Spring and a new growing season are here. Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with OrganicaSeed.com. Easy because OrganicaSeed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to OrganicaSeed.com, spelled OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com. Remember, OrganicaSeed is healthy seed.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Do you have a low or malfunctioning thyroid gland? Did you know that fluoride from toothpaste for water can damage your thyroid? Did you know that your thyroid controls your intelligence, mood, metabolism, energy, and body heat levels? You can support a return to normal thyroid function by stopping your exposure to the toxic elements fluoride, chlorine, bromide, and mercury, and by detoxifying the same. The body's number one detoxifier of these elements is glutathione. Unheated whey protein from grass-fed cows is the number one superfood for raising glutathione. One World Whey is the first ever truly cold-processed whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is undenatured and has the highest bioactivity of any whey protein on the market. The health benefits are real, and the taste is amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You want answers? You can't handle the truth.
Don't you love that? That is vintage Jack Nicholson. One of the lines from A Few Good Men. It is his birthday. How many candles on the cake for Jack? Joining us now from Hollywood, Stephen Showhead, Hollywood Stories fame. And, Stephen, were you invited to Jack's party?
No, I'm watching it on TV. I'm watching it on TV, actually. It's the Lakers and Charlotte, actually. He's there. So I'm sorry, New Orleans. My bad, New Orleans. So, yeah so he's there. You know, I'll tell you what, just a little thing about Jack Nicholson. When he's 74, by the way, it was on Friday. And when he first started going to the Laker games, he's from New Jersey. So that was back in 1969. So his original impulse was to cheer against the home team. But he found that he couldn't do it. He just was swept up in Laker mania. And, of course, now he's one of the most famous Laker fans, probably the most famous, I'm sure. And he sits near the enemy bench. And I don't know if he was making this up or not, but he claims, he's a very good mimic, so they have to be very careful conversing with him, because he claims that twice a year he can get the referees to think that the enemy team is yelling obscenities at them and get technical fouls called on them. He says he only saves it for special occasions. So, they have to be careful being friendly with Jack, because he is, he is a friendly guy for the most part. I mean, he's you know, probably not the, it's probably not wise at the game to ask for his autograph because he's there to watch the game. You know, a lot of the celebrities who go to Laker games are actually, the tickets are from agencies. Because they want them to be interviewed during the game to promote whatever movie or television show they have coming out. But Jack, you know, that's for him, it's pure love of the game. He's not there to promote anything, and he doesn't like to be interviewed on TV in the first place. So, you know, I've come across him a couple times, you know, and I think he's a very nice, well-meaning guy. I mean, I don't agree with him politically, but, you know, one thing he said is that he's dying to have his mind changed and he's dying to discuss things. He actually read Ann Coulter's book, Treason. He said, I'm probably the only person liberal in Hollywood who read that. So I think he wants to find out about new things and new people all the time.
Yeah. We're speaking with Stephen Showhead from Hollywood, talking about Jack Nicholson. How many pictures was Jack Nicholson in? I mean, a ton, right?
Yeah, a ton. I don't have the exact number memorized. I'll tell you the story of what happened. He was in 20 movies and a number of TV shows, starting in the late 50s up until 1969, and it wasn't working out. And he's 32 years old, can't make his car payments. His first wife had left him, and he thought, I can't make it as an actor. So he actually retired, and his plan was to go behind the camera, be a director and a writer. And he became friends with the two gentlemen who created the Monkees, Bob Rafelson and Bert Schneider. And Jack actually wrote the script for the Monkees movie Head. And Rafelson and Schneider were really impressed by him. They felt that it was too bad that he had retired as an actor, because when he would deliver the lines of his own material, they just found it very dynamic and powerful. And then fate struck a hand. It was that Dennis Hopper and Rip Torn did not get along in the pre-production for the movie Easy Rider. And Rip Torn, who played the Texas lawyer character George, decided to walk off the picture. And, actually each accused the other eventually of pulling a knife on each other during that meeting. And it was a lawsuit involving that Rip Torn won. But Rip Torn decided he couldn't work with Dennis Hopper. So Rafelson and Schneider, who had given Dennis Hopper $500,000 to make the movie any way that he saw fit, saw their investment going south, and went to their buddy Jack Nicholson and said, Jack, we know you're retired, but we'd like you to go to New Mexico, take Rip Torn's place, watch Dennis, make sure that he doesn't blow all our money, and make sure he doesn't kill Peter Fonda. And so sort of reluctantly, Jack Nicholson went there, and the way he kept Dennis Hopper in line was lots of inebriation. I mean, one morning they actually woke up in a tree and they couldn't remember how they got there. So,
wow.
Yeah, it was obviously quite improvisational work, Easy Rider, making things up as they went along. But when they tried to sell that movie to some of the studios in town, like Columbia Pictures, they got a very negative reaction. You know, the people are like, oh, rock and roll music, the long-haired guys. You know, we make classy movies like The Bridge on the River Kwai. We're not interested in this. But when they took it to France, the Cannes Film Festival, standing ovation. And you know who got the biggest ovation was Jack Nicholson, who had been coming to Cannes for years, and everybody was rooting for him to do well. Everybody liked him so much. And he said, I'm one of the very few people who was in the theater the night they became a movie star. He's had ups and downs, but he was nominated for Best Supporting Actor, and basically he's been a rich and famous man ever since that time.
Yeah, and that movie is always interesting now that you give us some of the backstory, too, to go and watch if people listening haven't heard what Stephen is sharing with us. Besides Easy Rider, and especially because that was at the beginning, would you say The Shining is one of the top five Jack movies?
I don't know. I don't think he did a great job in The Shining. I, listen, I'm more storyteller than critic, but it's just my opinion. If you read the book The Shining, the character slowly devolves into the homicidal murderer that he becomes. But he starts off a nice guy who's you know, got flaws. I felt when you watch The Shining, the movie, as soon as Jack Nicholson raises his eyebrow in the first scene, you kind of know he's going to get an axe and chase everybody through the house. So, I thought he was tipping off the evil right away. So I don't think that was his best performance, just for my opinion. For me, it's Cuckoo's Nest, you know, is his ultimate. You know, ultimate performance where, you know, he was fired up, he had energy, just, you know, dominated the screen. And, he said at that time he felt like a boxer, like Muhammad Ali sort of, he was just so up. I think he was 35 at that time. He was so, 37. He was so, up for that role. And you just couldn't take your eyes off of him. And, of course, in that movie, he's supposed to be kind of crazy, or at least letting the authorities think that. So I think for me that was his best performance, and that of course was the ironic thing where Kirk Douglas actually owned the rights to Cuckoo's Nest, tried to get it made for years and couldn't do it because nobody wanted to make a movie about electric shock therapy and lobotomies and things like that, and Kirk had actually given the rights of it to Michael Douglas, and Michael Douglas could only get it made with a new star, not Kirk, but Jack Nicholson, and Kirk Douglas owned that movie, and he said he actually made more money on that movie, Cuckoo's Nest, than all the movies he acted in combined. But he's still bitter that he didn't get to play that role, and he still chides Jack Nicholson about it. Whenever they talk to each other, Kirk Douglas constantly brings it up, like, you took Cuckoo's Nest away from me.
Who are his pals in Hollywood? You're right about doing interviews, because he doesn't really do a lot of interviews, especially television interviews, anything at the Lakers, absolutely. I can't even remember the last time I've seen him in an interview with anyone. One time, it was a couple of years ago, he was there for the Oscars, and he did get kind of caught in a quick question from, I think it was Gail King, even, of all people. But he doesn't, you really don't hear much about Jack. Who does he hang around with?
Well, right now at this Laker game, he's sitting next to his usual courtside companion, Lou Adler, the record producer who owns the Roxy Club on the Sunset Strip. If anybody ever watches the Lakers on network TV, that's the man with the white beard that sits next to him. He's always had a good friendship with Warren Beatty, for years. Harry Dean Stanton was one of his best friends. Of course, it's sad for Jack to lose people like Dennis Hopper. I don't think the friendship with Bob Rafelson and Bert Schneider was like it was before. I think they sort of had a falling out. And various other actors. I think he's gotten along well with most of the cast that he worked with most of the time. I don't know at this point in his life. I can't tell you how big his circle of friends are. I know he's still friends with people like Angelica Houston, and I don't know if he's still friends with Laura Flynn Boyle or not. But most of the ladies that he's been with, he's kept a good relationship with, at least on a friendly level.
Yeah, we don't have much time left, but he's an icon. Do you think we'll see him in more films, even in the character spot?
It's always tough to say. I mean, you look at two guys right now, Michael Caine, Gene Hackman. Michael Caine's working like crazy. Gene Hackman hasn't been on the screen for like 5 years. It's just fate and luck has a lot to do with it. They really want you to work hard in Hollywood, selling your movies, doing TV interviews, and I don't know if they consider Jack big enough anymore to do that. On the other hand, maybe a smaller role, a side role. He had a movie in 2010, that movie he made with Reese Witherspoon. So probably something will come up and it will catch his eye and he'll be willing to do it. I don't think it's good just to sit around all the time.
I agree with you. Stephen Schoenhead, always a pleasure to chat with you. We do it each and every week. Thanks, buddy. Have a great week.
Yeah, my book is called Hollywood Stories, short, entertaining anecdotes about the stars and legends of the movies, available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and HollywoodStories.com.
Very good, Stephen. Thanks. Pick it up. It's good storytelling. He's great at telling you the backstories of so many of these movie stars, and there's some good Jack stuff in there as well. Coming up next on the flip side, we've got sports shorts.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Imagine being free of debt in just 12 weeks without payment plans or negotiating or hiring an attorney. 18 years ago, we cracked the code of debt collections and set tens of thousands of people free of their debts. It's called Zero Debt Guaranteed, and it works for all debts.
My wages were being garnished, so I used the program and the attorney dropped the case and he returned my money within 2 weeks.
With Zero Debt Guaranteed, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Call our help desk for lightning fast assistance. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. Call Zero Debt Guaranteed now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program, 800-477-9256, or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com, ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fits standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids. The original since 1976.
The Holy Grail and Lord Stanley's Mug, just a few nicknames given to the most coveted hardware in pro hockey. That's next on Sports Shorts with me, the Sports Princess.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Stouffer's, helping bring your family together with wholesome dinner options, even on the busiest of nights. Find dinner table ideas to bring your family together at letsfixdinner.com. To get kids involved in dinner time conversation, ask specific questions, not broad ones. Instead of what happened today at school, try what was the best thing that happened today. The more specific you are, the more they'll have to say. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
The Stanley Cup is different from other trophies. The names of all the winning players, coaches, and management are inscribed on it. Today there are 2,200 names and counting, and the teams go all the way back to 1893. It was named after the Governor General of Canada at the time, Lord Frederick Stanley. He wanted a prize that teams in Canada could compete for, but that quickly changed, and by 1917, with American teams in the various leagues, the Seattle Metropolitans won it. In 47, only teams from the National Hockey League were allowed to compete for the Cup. Fittingly, I suppose, the Montreal Canadiens have won it 24 times. The winning teams keep the Cup for a year. Every player gets his turn showing it off. 1 year, Martin Brodeur, who was the goaltender for the Devils, ate popcorn out of it at the movies. Mostly, the players drink champagne from the top of the bowl. It's safe to say that 36-pound trophy has traveled more than any other championship award. This is the Sports Princess with Sports Shorts. speaking of the Stanley Cup, we got to fill you in on a couple of things that are happening in the first round for all you sports fans. Even if you're not a sports fan, I think you can appreciate what has happened, you know, when you get down to the wire and you force that overtime or you force that game seven. The Flyers and the Sabres went to a game seven. The Flyers did serious damage to Buffalo. It was pretty one-sided. It was all about Philly. The final score was 5-2. They win it. They move on to the next round. But you look at what's happening right now in overtime, the Blackhawks and the Canucks. And this slid into overtime in a most unusual way because we have a pair of eyes on the game. We're going to get a blow-by-blow description of it. I thought that Matt Johnson was going to come out of his shoes. Matt, what happened to send that game into an overtime?
Basically what happened is we're winding down the end of the third period. The game's basically over. The Canucks are up 1-0 due to a first period goal about 2 minutes into the game. And it's been back and forth the whole time. And then Duncan Keith got called for a hooking penalty. And so now the Blackhawks are on a penalty kill. They're down a man. They somehow get a shorthanded rush. And after a couple of rebound shots, Jonathan Toews, who's one of the best players in the game, is laying down basically on his chest and manages somehow to shoot the puck past Luongo, and now we are going into overtime, and that happened with about a minute left while they are on the penalty kill. It's
wow.
One of the most insane things I've ever seen. I feel like I just drank a whole pot of coffee.
So all you coffee drinkers can relate to what Matt is saying. And as I mentioned, even if you're not a hockey fan, you can appreciate, I think, it coming down to the wire, which it has now done in a couple of these games, and this couldn't be a more exciting way to go out. Of course, it's rough for those that have to make the tee times and don't move on to the next series. But there will be a game seven, the Bruins and the Canadiens. The Canadiens knocked off the Bruins 2-1. So that goes to seven, like I mentioned. The Penguins and the Lightning, if you've been paying attention to that series is tied at 3. And Game 7 at Pittsburgh coming up tomorrow. So it really has been incredible to watch the first round of the playoffs. There were a couple of blowouts, like the Red Wings blew out the Coyotes. I mean, 4-0, they just swept them up. The Sharks took care of business against the Kings. They won that series 4-2, although it took a hard-fought overtime to do that. The Ducks, a lot of people listening to us across America who are Duck fans. Somehow the Duck fans have become a team to root for. Sort of one of those underground teams, I think, across the country. But anyway, the Predators beat the Ducks 4-2. And I think maybe stunned a few people. So that's how the first round has gone so far at this point.
This has been one of the best first rounds I ever remember. And, I mean, my memory is a little shorter than other people's, but I can't remember so much drama with almost every single series. I mean, the only one that didn't really have that much was Rangers-Capitals. But everything else, you got teams who are down a lot coming back. A lot of overtime games, and, I mean, Blackhawks-Canucks, the Blackhawks are down 3 games, and they're coming back here. So it's been insane.
Yeah, I would agree with Matt. I think it's been a wild playoff run so far, and this is just the first round. You know, while you hear about hockey and how exciting it's been, you look at the NFL and the fact that the draft is coming up. But who cares about the draft if there's not going to be any football? I mean, I guess you can't think that way when you run a team and you have a pretty high pick. But the latest on the labor strife, I'm going to call it strife, and you know what happened with the judge, is that players are starting to show up for work. But is there going to be any work? I mean, that's the key. Are they going to iron this all out? Because the owners are pushing it to an appeals. And the players are saying, you know, we're not going to back off of this. We're not backing down. We've won again. So let's just play this game. Let's figure out this $9 billion and how we're going to split it up. Let's figure that out. We still might not have the NFL just a couple of months away from the preseason. Oh, that would be so bad, so bad. Shelly is listening to us in Buffalo. Shelly, I am so, so sorry.
I know. I lost the bet, remember?
Yes, and you know what? I think I said it was going to be 4-2. I think I said it was going to be 4-2. It ended up being 5-2, but that's okay. Hey, your Buffalo Sabres fought pretty hard. It was a good series.
Yeah, it was a good series. I watched it, and then I'm like, bummer. Oh, no, I'm like, I lost.
They tried. That's okay. You called up. You called up to eat some humble pie, so that's all right.
This sounds good.
Root for the Flyers now. That's all you have to do for me. Just root for my Flyers to go all the way through, okay?
All right. That'd be my next team. How's that?
There you go. Sorry, Shelly, about your Sabres.
That's okay.
Oh, have a good one. How about that? She called up. We told her about the Game 7 and how exciting it was. And the Sabre fans, boy, and there's some history between the Sabres and the Flyers, had to be pretty disappointed that they weren't able to pull it out. But they weren't. And I was pretty excited because I am a lifelong Philadelphia Flyers fan. I grew up watching hockey when I was probably 3 years old. They started putting us in front of the tube and we started to watch it. Most people, though, aren't worried about the odds of who's going where in the NHL. They're betting on other things in England, like what the color of the dress for the Queen will be. And the royal wedding day is almost upon us. I said on the air, is it really that big of a deal? I get that people, in a way, are fascinated by this. It's, you know, the whole gossipy side, and it's kind of like the celebrity being crazy about celebrities and can't get enough of them. So People Magazine, talk about celebrity-crazed publications, they have a double issue, and it has everything you can imagine about this royal wedding. And from invitations to the guest list to, you know, all that sort of stuff. But there's actually, the thing that I think is so fascinating is you can actually make plays on when people arrive, if they arrive on time, what the mother of the bride is going to wear, how long the procession lasts, for example, once the vows are exchanged. And then they do the balcony thing at Buckingham Palace, how long that takes. Is that crazy? I mean, we think of casinos and bookies, and I just mentioned the NFL, and would the season actually be back or not? What happens in the appeals court, because that's where the owners have taken it. And the NFL, without a doubt, is the biggest wagered on the games week to week, or the biggest things that are wagered on in this country. But in England, everything is fair game. It's crazy.
We're the best. I've been telling you the best.
The amazing upper body strength of the Russians. So amazing. They're nothing. Just a minute.
Oh,
they're
sorry.
Nothing.
Tournament in calorie.
O-T-H-I-N. Nothing.
Finish.